You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.
The word is certification. Spelled certification as in a voucher of expertise. Definition: a credential demonstrating an individual's knowledge in the field of cybersecurity, usually obtained by passing an exam or series of exams. Example sentence: the CompTIA Security Plus certification displayed the job seeker's expertise with certain fundamental cybersecurity concepts. Origin and context. There are hundreds of cybersecurity certifications issued by a wide range of organizations, including educational institutions like Fairfax University, vendors like N2K, and industry associations like the International Information Systems Security Certification Consortium, or ISC Squared, each focusing on a particular area of cybersecurity, like cybersecurity best practices, or CISPREP for Certified Information System Security Professional Certification, or HCISPP PREP for Healthcare Information Security and Privacy Professional Certification, and Six Sigma Expertise. The nonprofit ICS Squared began issuing the very first cybersecurity certification, the CISP, in 1994. But many certifications have an expiration date or require the holder to earn continuing professional education credits or CPE credits. The CISP, for example, as of this broadcast, requires applicants to pay a $749 fee to take the exam, as well as an annual $125 maintenance fee. The certification is valid for 3 years, by which point the CISP holder must have submitted 120E CPE credits or retake the exam. While certifications can be useful benchmarks for potential employers, as well as providing constructive education for certificate seekers, there's been some criticism in the industry surrounding these certifications. Joanna Berkey, CISO at HP, told Info Security Magazine last year, especially when cyber was a new domain, certs were often used to reflect a degree of knowledge in this emergent space, which was useful. However, InfoSec certs have become somewhat diluted over the years and are used too often as a checkbox way to pre-qualify candidates. This expected-by-default mentality can be exclusionary to people without certs, who may actually be the better candidate. Nerd reference. In 2022, on the YouTube channel called Clips, David Bombell and Corey Ball discuss whether or not certifications are worth the effort and price.
So, Corey, tell me, certifications, are they important in cybersecurity? Give us your take on certifications.
Yeah, so I have a handful of certifications, and to list them all out might be annoying. So. Obviously, as someone that's partook in them, I would say, yeah, they do hold a lot of value. If you're trying to break into cybersecurity, they are one of the greatest helpers to do that. You have some knowledge and you can develop that into something more, and certs help a lot with that. So getting your foot in the door for interviews, certs provide a lot of value there. And as long as you're going through, you're studying the material, you're getting your hands on the keyboard, you're testing out labs, you're building that experience, then if the cert is the thing that drives you to do that, then that's a great way to build that experience.
Word Notes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpe, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.